Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and pleased to be sitting with a return guest from the Music on the Hill series. John Pellegrino is here. Welcome back, John.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Nice to have you with us and talking about the festival, which is in full swing already. It's always fun to get someone when they're in the middle of something. And you're a busy guy. There was a concert this afternoon, and then tomorrow you'll be in beautiful downtown East Greenwich. And then Wednesday, you got another concert in Cranston, and then you go to Warwick and Westerly. You got a lot of things coming up. So before we get into the specifics of Music on the Hill in 2019, let's catch up with you. You made the trip from beautiful downtown Ohio, right?
Columbus, Ohio. Yes.
Columbus, Ohio. All right. And where you now reside and work?
I do. I'm the principal bass of Pro Musica Chamber Orchestra, an ensemble there, and assistant principal bass in the Columbus Symphony Orchestra. And believe it or not, I am finishing up 30 years in Columbus, Ohio.
30 years in Columbus, Ohio. But yeah. Basically, you're a Rhode Island boy, eh? You know?
Exactly. That's why I keep coming home.
There you go. And this is a festival that's in its, 45th year, I believe, right?
Well, the festival is not 45 years, but the organization is.
Okay.
It began as a chamber music presenter at St. Luke's in East Greenwich. And in 2007, I made a pitch to the board to convert the organization from a presenter to a chamber music festival, a June chamber music festival. Mm-hmm. And the board they were eager to turn over the reins to a new idea, meaning this chamber music festival. And that's how the festival began. So we're sort of a continuation of some sorts of the organization, mm-hmm. but it really is a new it's not new anymore,
right?
Is it?
Well,
this is the 12th year of the festival.
Right. All right. Yeah. And this was a family endeavor, correct?
A lot of family members. My cousin Kristen Pellegrino, violinist. My father, John Pellegrino, was board president when the conversion took place. My uncle Jerry Pellegrino is the current board president. His wife, my aunt Carol Pellegrino, mm-hmm. is on the board and a large part of the organization. And my mom had been on the board mm-hmm. in the first handful of years as well. So, yes, a lot of Pellegrinos.
Yeah, a lot of Pellegrinos in there. And for those people that might remember you, they might not call you just John, right?
That's true.
John Mark, right?
I'm John Mark.
As a tribute to Ed Marquardt, who's out there listening, I'm sure. He used to call you John Mark.
Everybody in Rhode Island still calls me John Mark, and it kind of snaps me to attention.
Right. I know. It's interesting how people's names. My dad was named Alfred. Everybody called him Al, as far as I knew.
Right, right.
And then one time when I was probably about 10 years old, he met someone that he used to work with, and they called him Freddie. And I'd never heard that before, you know, but that he knew that that meant work from the days, you know,
exactly.
Back in the early times. So
exactly.
Everybody has a little bit different thing. Let's talk about the festival. I mentioned that it started today, and
yes.
That was in Warwick. And tomorrow you're going to be having a festival entitled French Champagne. Now, does that mean you just drink all night, or do you actually have music provided?
I wish there was drinking all night. the First Baptist Church isn't allowing champagne on the grounds, but we will serve some sparkling, bubbly after the concert. But that program is an all French composer. Program, and it really super interesting detail on this concert. So a lot of orchestras that I have subbed with across the country, it's been a pleasant surprise to learn how many Rhode Islanders are in all these orchestras that I go to. Mm-hmm. And one example is Milwaukee Symphony. The first time I subbed with Milwaukee, I was the fourth Rhode Islander on that stage. There were three full-time members of that orchestra from Rhode Island, a percussionist named Joe Conti, a bass player named Rip Pratot, and a oboe player named Margaret Butler. And Margaret and Rip still play in that orchestra. Mm. But in Columbus, currently I'm the only Rhode Islander. When I first joined, Paul Cushis, a cellist that many know from Warwick, mm-hmm. was a full-time member of the Columbus Symphony. He's now in the Cleveland Orchestra. But this year, a harpist who had been and still is performing with us as a regular substitute musician came across the stage, and I thought, oh, she's probably exiting out by the bass side of the stage. And she came right up to me, extending her hand and arm, and introduced herself and said, "Do you remember my mother, Monique Voot?" And I looked at her, and this was a little girl in the neighborhood of Greenwood in Warwick, Rhode Island, that I grew up with. This was this woman's daughter, or the granddaughter of the Voots, who still live in Greenwood.
Well, there you go.
So the connections are just mind-blowing.
And, world.
And so Rachel Miller, this harpist who will be featured on this French Champagne concert at the First Baptist Church in East Greenwich, was born in Rhode Island, but really grew up in other states. But her grandparents still live in Greenwood, in Warwick, and it's such a pleasure for me to be able to program a concert like this involving her and so many pieces. We have a large variety of French composers on this concert.
Before we go too much further, let's give everybody the dates and also the fact that all of the information we're talking about tonight can be found on the website musiconthehillri.org. So musiconthehillri.org. You can go there, you can buy tickets, you can get all the information. The concerts are tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the First Baptist Church on Pierce Street in East Greenwich. And then Now That's Italian, on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, at the Immaculate Conception Church on Garden Hills Drive in Cranston. Thursday, Amadeus, 7 o'clock at the Immaculate Conception Church again. And then Sunday, on June 9th, at 3 o'clock, St. Gregory in Warwick. And then Monday, June 10th, 7 o'clock, trio time at the Holy Apostles Church in Cranston. And then it wraps up with a concert on Wednesday, June 12th, called Four Hands at Dunn's Corner Community Church in Westerly at 7 o'clock. And that's a great facility in Westerly. Just did a concert there not long ago myself. It's a great audience, a lot of great people down in Westerly.
Absolutely.
So let's segue to the first piece of music that you have. It's something called Big Time. That sounds like a circus theme to me.
Big Time. It's a high-energy piece for string quartet and percussion. This was performed last year at St. Gregory the Great in Warwick. And many of the instrumentalists that you're about to hear are returning to the festival this year. Violinist Anton Miller, violist Rita Porfiris, and cellist Elisa Kohansky are featured on this work.
Excellent. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Music on the Hill.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, having a pleasant evening listening to music provided by Music on the Hill. John Pellegrino is here. He is the artistic director and a bass player, so he's a good guy. I'm a bass. He's kind of a bass.
Definitely a bass.
It works out.
It's right? All about the bass.
It's all about bass. Slap that bass. But we were talking about the Music on the Hill concert series festival schedule, and John, a question that I get asked all the time, you mm-hmm. must get tired of, when people say Music on the Hill, they go like, hey, how you doing? I'll be over there on the avenue, you know?
We're not Federal Hill. Not Federal Hill, no. Although it's a great place to visit.
It is a great place to visit, but it yeah. actually started on a hill in East Greenwich, right?
It did. At St. Luke's is at the top of the hill and has quite a view out towards the bay, and mm-hmm. and that's the origin of the name. And St. Luke's is on Pierce Street, and so is the French Champagne Concert is on Pierce Street.
Which is going to be tomorrow night.
Yes, so, at the First Baptist Church at 7. And, yeah, a variety of French composers, including Ravel and Debussy and Poulenc, again, featuring Rachel Miller on harp. But not every piece has harp. Joseph Foley, who's principal trumpet in the Rhode Island Philharmonic, will be performing Tomasi. Work for piano and trumpet, and he's also playing a Henry Sinet concertino on that program. So there's a lot of variety with strings, violin, and harp, cello and harp, cello and piano, the Poulenc, two movements from the cello sonata, and then we're ending with Debussy, rather large ensemble, string quintet plus harp. Oh. So it's a very tasty program if you like
a
French.
A tasty program.
It is.
Right.
I want to remind your listeners, too, that any student can come to any of our concerts for no charge.
Wow.
Any student of any age. So try to look young when you approach
there
the
you
ticket
go.
Table.
There you go. But if you'd like to order tickets in advance, you can do so on musiconthehillri.org. Now, so the time is short, but I would suggest you get your tickets and support this great endeavor. Then you have a day off on Tuesday, and then Wednesday you're in Cranston.
Correct, doing an all-Italian program, which includes works by Puccini and Rossini and the movie film score composer Morricone, who's mm-hmm. still alive, and one of the earliest works that most people would recognize, the Albinoni Adagio. So it's a very Italian-themed. Mm-hmm. We have to balance it out a little. In French one night, Italian another.
That's right.
A lot of history.
Okay, and then on Thursday, Amadeus is the title.
Which, as most listeners know, is reference to possibly the most famous composer ever, Mozart, and we're
Mozart.
Doing
Mozart.
Whose art is it? I've got programmed opening and closing two different divertimenti. The first divertimento is just strings and rather short, just the fast, slow, fast movements, which really define what a divertimento is. And the last piece on that program is the divertimento that's with oboe and two horns and strings, and that has the mixed in minuets, dividing up the fast, slow, fast mm-hmm. ternary format. And also Diana McVeigh, who a lot of your listeners know, Rhode
sure.
Islander, who still
Speaking
lives in Rhode
of
Island.
Ed Marquardt.
Yeah, exactly.
Ed's beautiful wife, Diana, will be there.
She will be performing some arias by Mozart and a work not by Mozart, by a living composer named Paul Lansky, is included on that program. And the principal horn from the Nashville Symphony is featured on this work. Although not a Rhode Islander per se, she grew up in Mystic, Connecticut, and her mom sang in the Westerly Chorale.
Well, that's close enough.
Yeah, so Leslie...
The Chorus of Westerly.
Mm-hmm. Leslie Norton... Feels like a Rhode Islander, and enjoys coming home and connecting with all that's so great about this part of the country.
Yeah.
You know, those of us who live out in Ohio and Tennessee, we crave the coast and the shore and fresh seafood. And
well, you know, it's interesting because there's a lot of listeners that we hear from around the world that listen on the web, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and click on and listen to WCRI, and they're always sending us emails no matter where they are. We get them from Australia and Scotland and Beijing. People are just listening because they want to have that little feeling of home that they remember. Okay, you have a couple of days off after Thursday, and then Sunday, June 9th at 3 o'clock.
That's the next concert listed in the program, and that's an all Bach program. That is the only afternoon concert. All the other concerts are at 7 p.m. This is a 3 p.m. afternoon program featuring all Bach on this program. The first work I chose is, most people know the Goldberg Variations as a keyboard work, because it is. Mm-hmm. Bach wrote it for harpsichord. Glenn Gould recorded it twice on piano when he was young and when he was towards the end of his life, and a lot of people are familiar with that work. This version is arranged for violin, viola, and cello, and I heard it live in Columbus at a chamber music festival last August, and I was so moved by the colors and textures of the work, having it performed in this new way, that I had to program it into this year's festival. But before that Sunday concert, I wanted to mention that we do an education program not listed in the program book at Tollgate High School in Warwick. We do not sell tickets, because what we're doing is busing in Warwick Elementary School children who are about to pick an instrument. So we introduce ourselves and try to connect and tie ourselves to the state, because a lot of us who are returning home are from here.
And is that on Friday?
That is Friday morning. Okay. So we'll have an auditorium full of children thinking about taking a string instrument or a wind or brass instrument and hearing about our stories and our careers and where we grew up and who we studied with and what youth orchestra, Rhode Island Philharmonic, that we played in, and that whole experience. So it's not in the program book, but I wanted to mention the education outreach that we do have, besides being able to come to any concert for free if you are a student. But there is that concert. And then
Monday, June 10th.
Yeah, we're back in Cranston, this time at Holy Apostles at 7 o'clock. And this concert I've called Trio Times. Every work on this program is three instrumentalists. So it has a lot of variety, from the Romantic era to the contemporary era. And going back to Bach, we'll have some of the Goldberg Variations on that program as well.
All right. And then that brings us to the finale on Wednesday, June 12th.
At Dunn's Corners Community Church. And I'm calling this concert Four Hands, as I have two husband and wife duos filling this program. And the one we're about to hear is the Miller Porphyris duo. And they are a husband and wife, violin and viola, who teach at the Hart School of Music.
Oh, in Connecticut.
In Connecticut, and have been a big part of Music on the Hill for the last handful of years, and a big part of the Rhode Island community. They come and stay at Clouds Hill, which is a museum in Warwick, and perform fundraisers for that nonprofit organization throughout the year, and have been part of Music on the Hill approximately 5 years.
Excellent. All right, well, let's listen to that piece, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
John, as we know, time flies when you're having fun. Let's get to this next piece of music and listen to as much as possible. You have a Schubert piece, correct?
Correct, and that features Diana McVeigh, who will be featured at 3 concerts this year. The Now That's Italian on Wednesday, June 5th in Cranston.
Hey, Diana's not Italian, you know?
Yeah, but she loves Italian food.
Okay, all right. You're right, she does.
And she will also be singing on the Amadeus concert the following evening, June 6th, also 7 p.m. Thursday night at the same Immaculate Conception Church in Cranston. And we'll be singing on a short work by Andre Previn Monday, June 10th at 7 o'clock at the Holy Apostles Church in Cranston. This ensemble that you're about to hear is a string quintet, includes violinist Anton Miller, Kristen Pellegrino, violist Rita Porfiris, cellist Elisa Kohansky, and myself on bass, and we are all returning. So all the 6 performers that you're hearing on this piece are part of the 2019 Music on the Hill Festival.
Excellent. It is a little bit lengthy, so we'll listen to as much as possible, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Music on the Hill is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and sitting with John Pellegrino, who is the artistic director and the bass player. I like to say bass player.
Lower voice.
that is here with me tonight, and we've been listening to some beautiful music. We just heard a piece featuring Diana McVeigh, who will be at a few of the concerts. And one more time, I'm going to review the concerts for you. But before I do that, I stressed earlier about going to the website, which is musiconthehillri.org. But now we want to stress the fact that it's so late in the game here. Please go and support these concerts. You can show up at the door and buy your tickets at the door. They don't have to be pre-ordered. So any one of these concerts that we mentioned have tickets available, and it would be great to fill a house. So go there, and you can get your tickets right at the door, right, John?
Right at the door, $25 if you walk up. And if you're a student, like I said earlier, no charge. So
excellent.
Please come.
Excellent. No charge for students. So the thing to do is get a few of your friends and bring a student.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. That's right. Children, bring your grandparents.
That's right. Children, bring your grandparents. Make them pay, and children, you could be getting
exactly.
free. today's concert that is done now was sponsored by the Greenwood Credit Union, correct?
Correct. They have been a strong and long supporter for Music on the Hill. They've been with us from the beginning of the organization evolving into the festival that we are. We owe a lot to Greenwood Credit Union. They've been there every step of the way for us, and they sponsored today's concert.
Excellent. All right. Upcoming concerts tomorrow, June 3rd, 7 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in East Greenwich. Then Wednesday, June 5th, 7 o'clock at the Immaculate Conception Church in Cranston. Thursday at 7 o'clock, June 6th at the Immaculate Conception Church in Cranston. Sunday, 3 o'clock, St. Gregory the Great Catholic Church in Warwick. And that's a 3 o'clock matinee. And then Monday night and Wednesday night will also be at 7 o'clock, the 10th and 12th. And the 10th is going to be in Cranston at the Holy Apostles Church. And the last concert on June 12th, Dunn's Corners Community Church in Westerly. And, you know, John, when you're putting these things together, we've talked about selecting some of the music and some of the artists that are coming back. But it's always amazing to me that there's, as we mentioned earlier, a small world after all. There's so many tie-ins with this artist knowing this artist, and I know a guy.
Yeah, even deeper than I know a guy. The piece that we'll finish this interview with is written by the son of the guy, Robert Currier, who started me on a string instrument. Robert Currier was the viola professor at Rhode Island College. I was going to the elementary school on campus there, Henry Barnard School, and he came over when we were in second grade. He would come over once or twice a week and teach the entire classroom of 22 of us an instrument that he invented called the monolin, and it was basically just a fingerboard and a chin rest that was an A string, I believe. And so he could teach us Mary Hatta and Twinkle Twinkle and see who had any interest or
go on from there.
Yeah, possible talent, that in quotes. So it was from that introduction to making music on a string instrument that he assigned me, cello. And I grew up playing cello here in the junior and senior youth orchestras in the Rhode Island Philharmonic program, and switched to bass late in high school. And so Sebastian Currier of this piece, the Scarlatti Cadenzas and Brainstorm, Sebastian is one of Robert's and Madeline's two sons, both composers, and it's been an honor and a pleasure to feature both of them throughout the festival over the years as Rhode Islanders, not as performers, but as composers. And the pianist that you'll hear on this track, his name is Jason Hardink, a Rhode Islander who lives in Salt Lake City, Utah, and is the pianist for the Salt Lake Symphony and Opera. Also performs in the Grand Teton Music Festival, where I am also a member. And Jason used to come to the house and take trumpet lessons with my father. But he is a pianist and went to school as a piano, but he was also a trumpet player. So meeting Jason in the Grand Teton Music Festival and learning the Oh, that was one of the kids that came to the basement. So the ties are to me, it's amazing that there are all these Rhode Islanders and all over, and we're all so linked. And so it's an incredible honor to feature composers and performers that are basically Rhode Island music relatives.
Well, with backgrounds, right. Excellent. Well, it's always great to have you come in and explain the festival to our audience. I'm sure a lot of people out there are enjoying the music and will be taking it all in. So do what you can to support Music on the Hill and get to one of these performances. John, thanks for coming in.
Thank
Appreciate
you, Mike.
It.
Thanks
nice
for
to
having
see you again.
Here.
And we'll listen to this last piece, as you described, and then we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.